This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
The distant cousin and former client of Alec Murdaugh, Cousin Eddie. He's out, released from jail, placed under house arrest as of Monday for his alleged role in the botched assisted suicide scheme of Alec Murdaugh. He's accused of trying to shoot Alec on a rural road in Hampton County just 3 months after Murdaugh killed his wife and son. He was granted bond following claims of declining health. And we have the audio of that hearing for you right here. You can take a listen. It's about 25 minutes. Let's go there now.
Meadows, may it please the court.
Yes, sir.
Your Honor, John Meadows, Deputy Attorney General John Zelenka and Carson Burney here on behalf of the Attorney General's Office. This is the state of South Carolina versus Curtis Edward Smith, state grand jury indictment 2022. GS-47-10. As your Honor knows, this was a 12-count indictment. Judge, procedurally, he appeared before your Honor on June 28th of 2022 for his initial bond setting. Your Honor gave the defendant $250,000 bond, house arrest, GPS monitoring, several other standard conditions for the state grand jury. On August 11th of 2022, on state's motion, we all, Mr. Waters appeared before your Honor and asked that your Honor revoke Mr. Smith's bond. At that time, your Honor did revoke his bond. Your Honor, we are here today on behalf of his attorneys, Ms. Amy Zimmerchek and Jared Couchet, who have a motion to reinstate the bond.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'll begin briefly. We did file a motion to reinstate bond. Mr. Smith has been in jail since the revocation hearing. As you can see, physically, he has changed a lot. Probably since the last time you were in front of him, he's gained quite a bit of weight. He's had a lot of medical issues, Your Honor, and that we need to address. Additionally, Your Honor, he has been fully cooperative with the Attorney General's office in these matters. And then I believe the rest of the information Mr. Bichette has about how many days he's been in.
Your Honor, I would just point out, since the time of the revocation, it's been 235 days by my count that Mr. Smith has been incarcerated on these charges. As Ms. Zimmerchek said, he's been fully cooperative with the government. I don't think there's really any dispute about that. And we think that that the lesson learned, for lack of a better term, that arose out of the revocation is not one that's need to be learned again. Eddie is fully committed to abiding by the letter of this court's order going forward as we litigate these issues. And we just ask the court to reinstitute the bond that it did back in June of last year.
And Your Honor, we are prepared to say some other things if Your Honor would like to hear.
Yes, sir.
May it please the court. Judge, we wouldn't be back here and most respectfully asking you to consider that just for no reason. When I got involved in this case last year, and Mr. Zelenka and I reached out to his attorneys, Mr. Bichette and Ms. Zimmerchek, and as a result of that, Mr. Zelenka and I both had several meetings with Mr. Smith. Before the trial, during the trial, I met with him in anticipation of his potential testimony in the case against Richard Alexander Murdaugh. Judge, he cooperated with both Mr. and Mrs. Link and myself, numerous interviews, numerous hours. No deal has been reached with Mr. Smith. I asked him and Mr. Lincoln did for his cooperation. Through his attorneys and through Mr. Smith, he agreed to do that. He was prepared to do that, I believe. And if he had been called upon, again, the decision was made not to call him, then there was an issue whether or not we may or may not need to call him and reply. Decision was made not to. But he fully cooperated with us throughout this process and was willing to testify called upon. Based upon my years of experience, I think he would have testified truthfully. I did tell them, again, I didn't promise them anything except that I would take his cooperation into consideration and bring that forward to the court. After the trial was over, his attorneys approached us and said, would you be willing to consider reinstating his bond? I said, I had to check. And I wouldn't be here before you asking you to put yourself in a position if I hadn't checked. I wouldn't do that to the court. Judge, we did check with all the authorities and Attorney General's office. I've checked with law enforcement. They are aware of this proceeding. Lack of a better word, they trust our judgment. He was willing to cooperate, and I feel it's the right thing to do to ask Your Honor, respectfully ask Your Honor. And obviously, Your Honor, in revoking his bond, did the right thing. There's no question about that, and I am certainly not questioning that. Since that time and my involvement with Mr. Zelenka, he has cooperated completely, and we are asking Your Honor to take that into consideration. And the state is asking Your Honor, respectfully, if you would reinstate his bond with the exact same condition: house arrest, GPS, monitoring, drug tests. If Your Honor feels it's appropriate, if you don't, Your Honor, no one respects you more than I do. But I'm just trying to put on the record and fulfill my obligation. I believe that I did promise I, in exchange for their cooperation, I would tell the court, I think I'm doing what I promised to do. Judge, I do want to highlight one thing. His prior record was a receiving stolen good back in 1985 and a simple assault and battery in 2002. The only other involvement he has had in their pending charges are when he got involved with Richard Adams and Murdoch. Other than that, he has no prior record.
Now, Mr. Zelenka.
No. We speak with one voice on this, Your Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor. We absolutely appreciate the consideration and the consent of the Attorney General's office. I can't tell you how many hours of emails and telephone calls and meetings with Mr. Smith that I have had. He understands.
Send you emails?
Yes, Your Honor, from the jail. quite honestly, it saves me the time going down there, so I love it. But Your Honor, the focus, I can tell you, the focus of our conversations have been how important it is that he understands exactly what this court is directing him to do. And, Your Honor, his bondsman is here in attendance and prepared to, he's sitting here.
Where's that bondsman? What's your name, sir? Benjamin Roth, Benjamin Diabani.
Benjamin Diabani.
Benji Bill, sorry.
Benji Diabani. My name is Benjamin Roth.
Benjamin Roth. Benji Diabani. And why are you here?
I was contacted that they were going to look at reinstating his bond, and I'm just here to put a silent on it. Get that court seated.
He was in agreement, Your Honor, to remain on the bond if it were to be reinstated.
Is that right, Mr. Brown?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
And Mr. Smith understands the parameters of the home detention and the GPS monitoring, Your Honor, as well as all of the other conditions, no guns, anything else that the court felt like it had put in its order, and of course anything else that the court may need to add. But Your Honor, at this point, we would just respectfully ask that you reinstate his bond.
Mr. Bichette, anything else?
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Mr. Smith, what do you have to say?
Yes, sir, Your Honor. I understand the significance of these cases is tied in with Alex Murdoch, and I totally understand the importance of the letter of my bond. And when I get on my property, ain't nobody going to drag me off. Nowhere. Thank you.
How many pounds have you gained?
Ma'am?
Sir? How many pounds have you gained?
About 55. My sugar's off the chart. Blood pressure's off the chart. So, I mean, just... And I got titanium rods and screws in my back, and I have not been able to get any medical treatment for my pain for 8 months.
Mr.
Well, that causes you to gain weight, or?
Yes, sir. Not be able to get any exercise. I'm used to working in the garden. I work all day. I enjoy work, and I haven't been able to do anything.
Anything further?
Nothing further from the defense.
No, sir. Thank you.
So you're asking me to reinstate the bond with the same conditions?
Yes, Your Honor.
And the bond that was previously ordered with a surety bond and the sum of $250,000, no 10% allowed. Defendant not to leave the state of South Carolina without permission of the court. At the request of the state and or at his own expense, the defendant shall be subjected to drug tests and must appear at whatever facility designated by the state for drug testing. Shall have no contact with any co-defendant or witnesses, including the victims or victims' families, if any. Does not have a current passport. His passport is expired. Shall not sell and encumber his property while on bond without permission of court. Must appear at all scheduled hearings and the trial. Must keep the clerk of the court, clerk of the state grand jury, advised of his current home address and phone numbers so that any notices can be sent if necessary. Smith understands that any future violations of any federal, state, or local laws will be considered a violation of the bond and grounds for revoking the bond. And understands that he has the right to be present at the trial, and it's his responsibility to maintain contact with his lawyers and the court, such that he will be present whenever he is called upon to be present. And that the bond must be a sufficient surety in a matter prescribed or approved by the court of the grand jury, must waive extradition. And he is placed on house arrest. Without exception, except to work, church, school, attorney, or medical appointments. And I think the last time Mr. Smith was understanding, she took that word work. You interpreted that to mean that you could go any place you wanted to go as long as you said you were working.
But
you ended up going all kinds of places.
Yes, sir, Your Honor, a place I wasn't supposed to go without notifying anybody. Yes, sir.
So what kind of work do you consider yourself
doing? I'm a truck driver, diesel mechanic, working logging woods, haul chips from the paper mills, from the power plants to the cement plants. The same route every day.
So any work related to travel must be approved by the court after notice through your lawyer and the state.
Yes, Your Honor.
So that any duration of travel will be included in the GPS monitor so that everyone will know where you're going. And you must pay for GPS monitoring at your own expense, which must be connected to the device finally released from jail. And you cannot possess any firearms. And you understand if this bond is reinstated, Mr. Smith, there must be a strict compliance with it.
Yes, Your Honor.
No deviation, no leniency, no latitude in any way.
Yes, Your Honor. Totally understand.
Anything else?
No, Your Honor, we'll get you that work route this week, and we'll get it to the Attorney General's office as well.
Two things. First, the court will order the bond to be reinstated upon the terms as they're just stated, which are the same terms as before. Then, secondly, concerning this case and the status of it, we're in the process of scheduling status conferences on all of these cases. Except Mr. Harpoon has indicated his unavailability until the term of the legislature is first. But then that affect Mr. Smith and some of the other members.
I believe, Your Honor, April 21st is what we replied to your clerk. That worked for, I know, worked for both defense attorneys.
Yeah, Your Honor, I replied with whatever date, but we'll be flexible. I don't recall what I replied to, but I know there were three Fridays in a row there.
We'll certainly check with everyone in the office and get back and forth with Your Honor.
And Smith's case is pending in British counties.
Your Honor, Hampton. I know that the majority of the cases that were revoked for bond were state grand jury cases, and then he has the additional.
Virginia and Hampton County.
Right. And I believe, Your Honor, that an order that you signed says that you have jurisdiction over all of those cases. So.
I think the venue's Colleton County. All due respect.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah, Colleton, sorry. Okay.
We have venue in any of those cases for
Hampton County. Isn't that what
you're saying? What's that shooting case?
Colleton, yeah.
What's that shooting case?
In Hampton.
Yeah.
The police station. Yes,
all the state grand jury are in Colleton, Your Honor.
And then the roadside shooting are in Hampton, Your Honor.
Which one?
The roadside shooting cases, the charges that he had arise from that, are in Hampton County.
Mm-hmm. Well, his status conference will be scheduled in Hampton County, unless otherwise.
Okay.
Yes, sir, Your Honor.
In this case and the others may be someplace else, but Allendale, Orangeburg, Colleton, Buford, we'll decide.
Yes, sir.
But they're all in the 14th Circuit, so the venue for the most of them is the 14th Circuit. But the next hearing will be in Hampton.
Yes, sir.
And Your Honor, just
one. It does change, but because I'm residing in Richmond.
One thing, I know that the court may or may not be able to do anything with this, but we are certainly advising Mr. Smith not to speak with the press, and we would ask that they not descend on his house. I know that the court can't order because we have First Amendment, but we just wanted to make sure that we put that on the record as well.
Yeah, the press might be kind of hard to identify sometimes.
Yes, sir.
See how that goes. But you can make an announcement to whoever you like.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Very good. Thank you, Billups.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Makes you wonder what's going to happen next. There always seems to be something going on in the low country of South Carolina. We'll, of course, keep you up to date right here, bring you breaking updates as we have them and tell the stories as we get them in. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.